It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Cloth masks have become a standard for being out and about during the pandemic. They're cheap and convenient. For a long time, they were the only thing available to most people. But now safer masks like the N95s and KN95s are widely available. So why aren't more people wearing them? Our next guest says it's time to ditch cloth masks altogether. Aaron Collins is a mechanical engineer with a background in aerosol science who decided to set up an at-home lab to test as many masks as he could online. He's known as the Mask Nerd. Aaron, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, once upon a time, Aaron, I think the attitude was the best mask to wear is the one you could actually get your hands on. You say it's time, though, to move on from cloth. Make the case.
Sure. I mean, I think cloth masks made sense at the beginning of the pandemic. We were really constrained about what was available to us. And really, cloth masks are definitely better than no mask at all. But the level of protection that cloth masks provide, really relative to the technology that we have in modern surgical masks or even respirators, like KF94s, KN95s, and N95s, really just to me doesn't make sense anymore. And so when we talk about cloth masks, really it was about what we call source control, or what we often say was protecting others. But in inhalation protection, or when we breathe in, cloth masks really don't provide a ton, typically in anywhere from 30 to 65%, depending on the exact type of mask. And so the technology that we have is this material called Meltblown, and it's like it's electrostatically charged. And so it like basically sucks particles too. It's really incredible technology. And it's really inexpensive and readily available now. And you'll find that commonly in those like blue square masks called surgical masks or procedure masks. And it's the first mask or the first level of mask to kind of feature that technology. But the problem with surgical masks is while they have the technology, they kind of lack three things that we care about when we talk about masks. So we talk about masks, we talk about fit, we talk about filtration, and we talk about comfort. And so the surgical mask has the filtration. I would argue maybe not so much on the comfort side because they suck to your mouth, but for surely in terms of fit, not great, right? They puff out on the sides and they leak through, and they leak through the nose wire, which kind of can feel blowing into your eyes. And so then you move to that kind of next level, and I call them protective masks or high filtration masks, but the technical term is a respirator. And those respirator standards you often hear are like KF94, KN95, N95. And when we talk about that same thing, so what's nice about these is they're specifically designed to fit to your face. So you're going to get like a really good seal to your face, preventing air from going around the mask, because really we want all that air to go through the mask. It also features really high-end filtration media. And so that filtration media means that you don't have to focus on like all of those things simultaneously. It's going to give you that protection. And so then what it comes down to is comfort, and one finding that fits your face well and is comfortable for you to wear, whether you like ear loops or headbands. And those masks, anywhere from like, you know, depends on exactly how well it fits your face, but kind of test data shows out between 85% to 99% protection, which is pretty incredible relative to that 30 to 50 with a cloth mask.
And can you talk about what led you to set up a testing lab in your bathroom?
That's a great question. About last fall, we didn't really have a lot of availability of N95s. So there was some alternatives like KN95 coming out of China and KF94 masks out of South Korea. And I kept kind of wondering, and my wife actually mentioned to it, I was kind of complaining that I couldn't figure out if they're real or not. And she kind of looked at me and said, well, can't you test them? It's kind of what you do. And I said, I guess I can. So I went off to create a lab and start testing lots of masks.
And how do you test those?
Yeah, so what's the technical term is a total inward leakage test. But basically, I use a high-tech scientific device called a condensation particle counter to measure particles as small as a few nanometers. I use that to measure the concentration of particles outside the mask. Then I put the mask on, and I measure the concentration inside the mask. And the difference between that is the as-worn filtration efficiency. And so I use like a sodium chloride test aerosol and a bunch of kind of high-tech stuff. But basically, it allows me to measure how effective a mask is right on my face.
Now, suppose we get one of those N95s or the other good ones you mentioned. How many times can we use it? When does it start to lose its maskiness?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I actually did some work earlier this year wearing masks and testing them. What I found from my work is that with 40 hours of total wear time, so like total amount of time on my face, in a typical indoor office environment, so not a construction site or something like that, but indoor office environment, 40 hours, and I didn't really have any measurable impact to the filtration efficiency. And with N95s, that's also the case. In fact, N95s are tested up to 200 milligrams of loading, which is a super science-y term. But that amount of material that would take to load that, if you wore that mask, let's say in Beijing, it's like a month of continuous wearing before you would even get close to hitting that number. So my data really matches the existing test standards as well. So the answer is until it stops fitting you. Normally it's the headbands that stretch out, or mechanically it just kind of gets a little not as snug to your face. So 40 hours or when it doesn't fit really well, whichever happens first.
Oh, we've got a caller who's wondering about bigger randomized control tests on masks. Do you think we need more big research apart from Mask Nerd in his bathroom on these masks?
I would love to see government agencies really pick up this work. There are some other people that have been started testing, but yeah, I think in general, I want to see a lot more work in this as well as regulation, right? Right now, the N95 is good. KN95s, there are fakes out there, and that comes because there isn't really a regulatory body checking KN95s. KF94s, though, are good. They have the Korean FDA. They do basically a certification process similar to like NIOSH does with our N95. So I would love to see a lot more work in this space for sure.
You mentioned fakes, and I saw you quoted in an article, I think it was New York Times, on counterfeit masks. How do we know if the mask we're ordering online or buying in a store is counterfeit?
It's the million-dollar question, and part of the reason I started this work. In general, KN95 seem to suffer from it the most, and that's because the KN95 standard is just a standard. There's no government agency behind it testing or checking anyone's work. So in general, what my recommendation are is there are a ton of N95s and KN95s available from companies like Project N95. If you Google that, they have a whole clearinghouse of PPE, really great place to get it. N95s can be also purchased at large retailers, Home Depot, CVS. When you start talking online, that's where it comes into play. The Amazon KN95, I usually recommend avoiding it. There's been a lot of fakes that pop on there. Doesn't mean all are fake, but it's really hard to tell. As a consumer, I can show you two masks. They would look identical in your hands. One might test at 60%, one at 99%, and you could not tell the difference.
Should we double mask?
You know, I think if that's all you got, sure. But relative to what I'm talking about here, and most people kind of blow their mind, they think respirators is like these really heavy duty items. What I found from my testing is that double masking is considerably more difficult to breathe in than a good or moderate KF94 N95. In fact, even a cloth mask is actually harder to breathe in. That's what most people don't really understand, is that mid to high end of those masks are easier to breathe in than a cloth mask, a quote unquote good cloth mask, or a double mask situation. So in my opinion, just go for the good stuff.
It's a good place to leave it. Aaron, thanks a lot for sharing your research with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's Aaron Collins, the self-proclaimed mask nerd. He talked to us about which masks are best, how to get a legit N95 mask and avoid counterfeits, and why he says it's time to be done with cloth. You can check out his data on masks on YouTube by searching Aaron Collins or the mask nerd.